All of this Susanna recognized from the other side, but below verbal entry code required was this message flashing ominous red. Number 9, final default. 7.
What would you like to do next, madam? Nigel asked. Set me down, Sugar Pie. She had time to wonder what her response would be if Nigel declined to do so, but he didn't even hesitate. She walk-hopped, scuttled to the door in her old way, and put her hands on it. Beneath them she felt a texture that was neither wood nor metal. She thought she could hear a very faint hum. She considered trying Chasset, her version of Alibaba's open sesame, and didn't bother. There wasn't even a doorknob. One way meant one way, she reckoned. No kidding around.
Jake.
She scented with all her might. No answer. Not even that faint weem away. Nonsense word. She waited a moment longer, then turned around and sat with her back propped against the door. She dropped the extra ammo clips between her spread knees and then held the Walther PPK up in her right hand. A good weapon to have with your back to a locked door, she reckoned. She liked the weight of it. Once upon a time, she and others had been trained in a protest technique called passive resistance. Lie down on the lunchroom floor, cover your soft middle and softer privates. Do not respond to those who strike you and revile you and curse your parents. Sing in your chains like the sea. What would her old friends make of what she had become? Susanna said, "You know what? I don't give shit one. Passive resistance is also dead." "Madam?" "Nothing, Nigel. Madam, may I ask what I'm doing?" "Exactly, madam.